Greetings, courageous viewers. With the United Nations Climate Conference of Copenhagen, Denmark, taking place in less than a week, the world's attention has turned to the urgent threat of global warming and solutions. Global press coverage has focused on the need for an agreement between countries to massively and quickly reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Today we'll examine a representative sample of recent reports by international mainstream media on the necessity for a dietary change, namely a vegan diet, as the most practical, effective, economical solution for a sustainable global future. In the United States, the New York Times is one of the most respected newspapers in the nation. With over 100 Pulitzer Prizes and 18 million viewers to its website in 1 month alone, the New York Times attracted the attention of its large readership with a special report titled Looking for a Solution to Cows, Climate Problem, written by Fiona McKay and published on November 16, 2009. The article highlighted the recent World Watch Institute report, which stated, livestock, like automobiles, are a human invention and convenience, not part of pre-human times. And a molecule of CO2 exhaled by livestock is no more natural than one from an auto tailpipe. In Ms. McKay's article for the New York Times, she wrote,
a 2006 report by the UN Food and Agriculture Organization attributed 18% of the greenhouse gases produced each year to livestock. But a more recent report for the World Watch Institute by Robert Goodland, former environmental advisor to the World Bank, and Jeff Anhang, environmental specialist at the World Bank Group's International Finance Corp, estimates this figure to be much higher, 51%, when the entire life cycle and supply chain of the livestock industry is taken into consideration. Meat and dairy analog alternative companies have been working on continuous improvement of their products, and further improvement can be expected, Dr. Goodland said. This contrasts with meat and dairy companies which sell products whose quality is practically impossible to improve and which many believe has deteriorated in recent years with decreased regulation and increases in zoonotic diseases.
From over 192 countries, prime ministers, presidents and government representatives are converging in the Danish capital from December 7 to 18, 2009 for the United Nations conference to negotiate a fair and legally binding climate treaty. Lord Nicholas Stern, former chief economist of the World Bank and current IG Patel professor of the economics and government at the London School of Economics, UK, stresses the importance of this climate summit. He was head of the 700-page Stern Review on the Economics of Climate Change, which is the largest and most referenced report on the topic. Recently, Lord Stern generated numerous headlines in the European and world media with his courageous advocacy of the vegetarian diet to reverse climate change. The longest established and largest broadcaster in the world, the British Broadcasting Corporation, or BBC, covered Lord Stern's urgent climate message for its global audience. Dan Bell wrote the article titled The Methane Makers for BBC News, published in October 28, 2009.
The author of the 2006 Stern Review into the cost of climate change attacked the enormous pressure meat production puts on the world's resources and said people were becoming increasingly aware about low carbon consumption. He told the BBC that cutting greenhouse gas emissions was important across the board in areas such as electricity, transport and food. The greenhouse gas emissions associated with meat consumption has many components, the largest of which is land use change, the clearing of forests for pasture or for the production of soya for animal feed. Other elements that have an impact on emissions include the rearing and slaughter of livestock and the transport, refrigeration and cooking of meat. There is also the nitrous oxide, a greenhouse gas, in the manure of animals reared for meat, and the methane, another greenhouse gas, in their flatulence. Molecule for molecule, methane has a much larger warming effect than carbon dioxide.
In sub-Saharan Africa, home to 25% of the world's hungriest, food is a critical issue. The effects of climate change on agriculture will only lead to more scarcity in the region and the continent as a whole. A former commercial farmer, Bruce Gemmell, wrote for the Zimbabwe Independent an article titled Zimbabwe, Act Now to Avert Food Crisis, which was published on November 19, 2009.
Grain production now struggles to keep up with consumption, causing stockpiles to dwindle. Climate change must be factored in when calculating grain production in the future. Generally speaking, it is expected the lives of grain producers will become less predictable and more hazardous. Much of the pork, poultry and beef is reared intensively on a grain-based diet. Converting grain into meat in order to supplement the human diet is an inefficient way of consuming grain. It takes about 6 kilograms of corn to produce 1 kilogram of pork. Per capita pork consumption since 1993 has risen from £53 per year to £77 today. I give these figures as an illustration of why annual worldwide grain consumption has risen from 815 million metric tons in 1960 to 2.16 billion in 2008. We would be remiss to take a sanguine view of what we face in the future. Some serious thinking and planning needs to take place right now while there is time.
The scientific evidence clearly shows that world hunger, among other issues such as economy, health and global warming, can be resolved through the adoption of an animal-free diet. The Middle East is making great strides towards this direction. On November 6, 2009, Khaleej Times, a major news publication based in the United Arab Emirates, published a cover story titled Vegging Out, written by Hina Haswani.
Living a green life has been Lina Al-Abbas's motto ever since she was a child. The marketing director echoes the thought of many environmentalists who believe the consumption of meat, poultry or even milk products is not eco-friendly. The overall effects the meat and dairy industry have on the environment are shocking. Raising animals for food is depleting and polluting our natural resources. Klaus Leitzmann from the Institute of Nutrition at the University of Gießen, Germany, writes in his article, Nutrition Ecology, the Contribution of Vegetarian Diets. Research shows that vegetarian diets are well suited to protect the environment, to reduce pollution and to minimize global climate changes. To maximize the ecologic and health benefits of vegetarian diets, food should be regionally produced, seasonally consumed and organically grown.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. We'll be right back with more media reports on the efficient and cost-effective vegan solution to climate change. Thank you for joining us again for today's program, featuring mainstream media coverage around the world on the need to halt meat consumption in order to mitigate global warming. As the most populated nation in the world, at over 1.3 billion people, China has the ability to affect constructive environmental awareness through its media. The Liaoning Daily published an article by Wang Jiqing on September 26, 2009, titled Human's Monstrous Appetite for Meat Causes Planet Indigestion.
地球变暖，淡水短缺，罪魁之一就是为了满足人们对乳肉制品需求而过度发展畜牧业，过度开垦放牧，导致了曾拥有世界之肺美誉的亚马逊森林惨遭破坏，严重降低了吸收二氧化碳的功能。畜牧业很可能是物种多样性减少的主要因素，是森林砍伐，也是土地退化、污染、气候变迁、过度捕鱼、沿海地区沉积和助长外来物种入侵的主要原因之一。没有需求就没有市场。如果我们能够稍稍改变一下摄入肉类、脂肪过多的不合理饮食习惯，无论是从自身的健康角度来讲，还是从全人类未来的命运考虑，都将是大有益处的。
In Australia, vegetarianism as a solution to global warming has been featured in its fair share of media headlines. Featured on The Australian, the biggest selling national newspaper, was an article entitled bleak days at Cape Grim as beef bashed by Tasmanian correspondent Matthew Denholm, published on October 26, 2009. It noted Supreme Master Qinghai's dedicated efforts towards a sustainable planet.
Regardless of if or when agriculture is pushed into the Rudd government's carbon pollution reduction scheme, a campaign is underway to persuade Australians to eat less meat to reduce greenhouse emissions. The Australian Vegetarian Society says the issue is as important in the climate change debate as coal-fired energy, while SBS TV viewers would have noticed ads financed by Vietnamese-born spiritual teacher Supreme Master Qinghai urging the world to be veg, go green, save the planet. Such groups cannot be dismissed as fringe dwellers, since their arguments are echoed by the United Nations, which says livestock produce 18% of world greenhouse emissions, more than all forms of transport combined, 13%. The head of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Indian scientist Rajendra Pachauri, a vegetarian, is among those urging a cut in meat consumption as the quickest, easiest way to cut emissions. Mark Berryman, New South Wales Director of the Australian Vegetarian Society, believes Australia's meat-loving culture will change as reality sinks in.
As the first head of state to visit the White House under US President Barack Obama's administration on November 22, 2009, India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh and his vegetarian diet garnered much media attention. When Environment Minister Jairam Ramesh, another of India's vegetarian leaders, called for a halt to beef eating, this news made headlines around the world. On hand to cover much of India's major news is Pratakal, which is available to India's over 1.1 billion population in Hindi. The following is an article from Pratakal titled Green at Heart, Avoid Beef, Joyram, written by Chetan Chauhan on November 20th, 2009.
यूनियन वातावरण मिनिस्टर जयराम रमेश ने वीरवार को प्रस्ताव दिया कि संसार को बचाने के लिए गौमांस खाना बंद करें। स्वयं शाकाहारी रमेश ने गौमांस ना खाने वालों की पीठ थपथपाई और कहा कि वे वातावरण शांत करने में मदद करते हैं। रमेश ने कहा कि गौमांस खाना कार्बन उत्सर्जन का एक सबसे महत्वपूर्ण कारण है। मेरा उपाय है गौमांस खाना बंद करें, जो बहु मात्रा में होने वाले मीथेन उत्सर्जन को बंद कर देगा।
Lord Stern's urging for all global citizens to adopt a vegetarian diet for the planet reached the over 570 million inhabitants of Latin America through the Spanish-speaking media agencies. One such example is James Coruharia's article titled To Save the Planet, We Need to Omit Meat, published on El Confidencial on October 27, 2009.
No más carne. Nos va la vida en ello, y no solo por salud, sino por economía y ecología. La carne supone un gasto inútil de agua y crea muchos gases de efecto invernadero. Frases como estas se oyen a menudo en relación con el cambio climático. Pero el hecho de que la afirmación provenga de Lord Nicholas Stern, barón de Bradford, antiguo economista en jefe del Banco Mundial y profesor de economía de la Escuela de Economía de Londres, aporta una visión tanto financiera como pragmática al futuro del planeta. El economista cree que para ayudarnos a cambiar la visión sobre nuestra alimentación, podemos ver otros hábitos que ya hemos modificado. Tengo 61 años y las actitudes sobre el beber alcohol y el conducir han cambiado radicalmente desde que yo era estudiante. La gente, concluye, va a preguntarse cada vez más sobre el contenido de carbono de lo que consume.
Although governments have focused on trying to reverse the effects of global warming through technology or reducing carbon emissions in the transportation sector, Dr. Robert Goodland wrote that focusing on halting the devastating meat industry is even more important than the urgent transition to renewable energy. In Ms. McKay's special report for the New York Times, she concluded with Dr. Goodland and Mr. Anhang's effective answer to mitigating climate change.
The solution to livestock's global warming effect is simple. It's less animal products, or better still, none at all. Climate change experts like Dr. Goodlum stressed that the effects of such technical abatement efforts at the production end will only remain modest. It is consumption that needs to change.
The international media has made its message clear to those attending the meeting in Copenhagen. Include a provision in the climate treaty that calls for a dietary change to a vegan lifestyle for our planetary survival. We deeply appreciate all news reporters and agencies around the world for their coverage of the plant-based diet as the single most important and effective solution to global warming. Thank you, cordial viewers, for joining us for today's program. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for words of wisdom right after noteworthy news. May your noble endeavors bring greater peace and joy to all.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EEI.